Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. It is wonderful that I am back here live. And I am alive with the sound of worship to my God. We're going to look at Matthew. And we're going to go... Let me just work out where I'm going, actually. I'm a little bit previous here. We're going to Matthew, the 15th chapter. And we're going to start at verse 10, and it says this. Then Jesus called to the crowd to come and hear. Listen, he said, and try to understand. It is not what goes into your mouth that defiles you. You are defiled by the words that come out of your mouth. Remember, we're looking at submission to God. And we're looking at part 20 today. Verse 12, then the disciples came to him and asked, do you realize you offended the Pharisees by what you just said? Jesus replied, every plant not planted by my heavenly Father will be uprooted. I'm going to say that again. Every plant not planted by my heavenly Father will be uprooted. What a powerful verse that is. I could spend ages on just that. So ignore them, says Jesus. They are blind guides leading the blind. And if one blind person guides another, they will both fall into a ditch. Then Jesus said, rather, then Peter said to Jesus, explain to us the parable that says people aren't defiled by what they eat. And then Jesus said, don't you understand yet? Everything you eat passes through the stomach and then goes into the sewer. But the words you speak come from the heart. That is what defiles you. For from the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander. These are what defile you. Eating with unwashed hands will never defile you, says Jesus. He's teaching us something very, very important here about submission to God, about submitting to Almighty God. You see, beloved, it is what comes out of our mouths that is getting us into trouble every single time. When we say something to someone that smashes them to pieces without us even realizing, that is what is defiling us. The only thing that should be coming out of our mouth is uplifting praise and glory to Almighty God. Also, encouragement. Saying things to other people, saying things to our friends, to our loved ones, that is encouraging, not condemnatory. That is what defiles us. We're not watching what we say. And I'm guilty of this as you are, that is for sure. And I'd be driving along the road, I'll be on the motorway, on the freeway, and someone will just pass straight in front of me, and I'll shout out at the top of my voice, you idiot! What has just come out of my mouth by saying those words has defiled me. Because that wasn't a word of encouragement. It hasn't done me any harm. The guy needed to get in front of me. Okay, I had to brake. But it's not that serious, is it? What comes from our mouths, beloved, is so important. For what comes out of our mouths has started wars. What came out of one president's mouth to another president's mouth almost brought us to the brink of World War III in 1962. It was touch and go. And you know, I can remember as an 11-year-old child. I can remember hearing words that came from my parents saying, you know, the end of the world might be happening very, very soon. I didn't fully understand it. Now, today, I fully understand what was going on. I know exactly what was going on. And it was the wisdom of John F. Kennedy, and that is why the world mourned him so much when he was taken prematurely from this earth by a sniper's bullet 50 years ago, almost to the day. Wars are started by what comes out of our mouths. Wrong relationships are started by what comes out of our mouths. We defile ourselves, beloved, by saying the wrong thing at the wrong time because we don't give ourselves a chance to think first. But if we submit ourselves to Almighty God, if we give Him complete control over our lives, then let me tell you this, no question about this in my mind. If we give complete control to Almighty God, then there is a check and a balance before anything is said and done. The Lord might well say to you, are you sure? Are you absolutely sure you want to say that? Are you certain those are the words you want to use? And quite often we can check ourselves before we say anything. And that is the beauty of what God Almighty does for us when He is in control of our lives. And I believe, beloved, that Almighty God needs to be in control of our lives. I really do mean this. Now often people will say to me, you really believe that? Why did God give us free will? Why indeed did God give us free will if that is your point? He did give us free will, but He's also given us free will to choose to have God Almighty Himself in control of our lives by submitting to Him and Him alone. I believe that with everything in me, with every part of my body, with every part of my heart, with every part of my soul, with every single scrap of my spirit, I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. It is wonderful. It is so, so wonderful what God Almighty is teaching us, beloved. And please, please believe me when I say to you that I'm not teaching you. I am not teaching you. I'm learning along with you. God is bringing this revelation for a reason. I'm learning along with you. That's why this series on submission to God, I believe, is life-changing and so important. What comes out of our mouths defiles us and defines who we are. Because what is in our heart comes right out of our mouth. If we have evil and sin and murder and slander and sexual immorality and adultery and all of these things that Jesus was talking about, if we have that in our hand, in our hearts, that is what's going to come out of our mouths. But if we have submission to Almighty God, if we have glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, if we have that in our hearts constantly, then only praise and adoration for our King of Kings and Lord of Lords is going to come from our mouths, and encouragement to others, and love to others, whether it be difficult love, whether it be easy love. That is what will come from our mouths. Submission to Almighty God, and allow God to be in control. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your name. In the mighty name of Yeshua, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.